From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents an evening with Michael and Carrie Klein and their colleague Miranda Brown. The Kleins have a long-respected tradition in the folklore and music worlds, and it's coming up on Red Barn Radio.
One morning in May, I heard a married man to a young woman say, "Rise up, pretty Katie, come along with me across the blue mountains to the Allegheny." And up spoke her mother, and "Katie, oh Katie, a married man is he. Well, there's plenty of young men more handsome than thee. Let him take his own wife to the Allegheny."
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council. Creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information? Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass.
I'll buy you a horse, love, and a saddle to ride. I'll buy me another to ride by your side. We'll stop at every alehouse, we'll drink when we're dry. Then across the blue mountains go Katie and I. Oh, mother, he's the man of my heart. I want if we had to part. Why, he'd value any woman that ever he'd see.
That's what the old mommy said.
Across the blue mountains to the Allegheny.
Good evening and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm the host of Red Barn Radio, Brad Becker, and I'm here to welcome you to Red Barn Radio's 497th live performance. Yeah. We have with us Michael and Carrie Klein, and they're joined by their friend Miranda Brown. Michael and Carrie are documentarians of life in Appalachia. They're also musicians with a mission of keeping traditional music alive and adding new music to the genre. The couple has done a great job of melding their passions, their interests into meaningful life work. The Kleins have studied the history and culture of Appalachia for more than 30 years, and now they have a production company called Talking Across the Lines, Worldwide Conversations, With the help of students and community interns, they document group and individual narratives to tell more complete stories of Appalachian communities. Michael Klein holds a doctorate in public folklore from Boston University, and Carrie Klein has a master's degree in American Studies from the State University of New York in Buffalo. Michael and Carrie Klein have recently released a 2-CD set, Wild Hog in the Woods and Working Shoes. Folks, welcome Michael and Carrie Klein here tonight with their friend and colleague, Miranda Brown.
Thank you, Brad. Miranda Brown is going to sing an old ballad now from Phyllis Marks in Gilmer County, West Virginia. She's still living. It's one that her ancestors sang when they came through the Cumberland Gap 200 years ago and found the country pretty well decimated and hunted out and forested out, and they about starved to death. And she said it got so bad they had to butcher the milk cow. That was their pet, the one that gave them their milk. And so you know what a bad time it was.
Old Nathan killed the bell cow and fed the dog's liver, and now we're out of meat. Well, we'll hang the dogs forever.
Hang the dogs forever. Hang the dogs forever. And now we're out of meat. Well, we'll hang the dogs forever.
Well, the hawk shoots the buzzard, and the buzzard shoots the crow. We'll wander through Blythe Cane yonder and shoot the buffalo.
Shoot the buffalo. Shoot the buffalo. We'll wander through Blythe Cane yonder and shoot the buffalo.
The maggots and the skippers, they do grow so very bold. Been saving up this buttermilk 7 years old.
7 years old. 7 years old. Been saving up this buttermilk 7 years old.
Gives you a sense of the hard times at those early pioneers. And we look at the pictures in the history books and we see it a different way than when somebody gives us an old song that came down from several generations. And a song will paint an entirely different picture than the ones you see in the history books very often.
I want to do a song from a song keeper, Sheila K. Adams, winner of the National Heritage Award winner, living in the mountains of North Carolina. She made this song as a tribute to her teacher, who taught her so many things.
In my mind, I see her there on the porch, sitting in her chair with her arms thrown wide to welcome me as I walked up the road past her cherry trees. And with blue-veined hand, she taught me how to plant new corn, milk the cow, and she taught me songs of ancient lore, kings and queens and love and war. So Granny, get your stick and come and walk with me. We'll go dig engines sang in our dreams. We'll climb the hillside over home and close our eyes, set our thoughts to roam. My heart, my soul, my spirit flies as I walk with Granny one more time.
You, she'd say to me, and the very best stuff in life is
free as we rolled our britches to our knees to wade in the stream neath the buckeye tree. And what priceless gift she gave to me, the love, the songs were all for free, and thoughts I carry in my heart she helped to plant there from the start. So Granny, get your stick and come and walk with me. We'll go digging and sing in our dreams. We'll climb the hillside over home and close our eyes, set our thoughts to roam. My heart, my soul, my spirit flies as I walk with Granny one more time. She reached back down through all the years, touched my heart, calmed my fears. She is my granny and my best friend. My love for her will never end. She takes my little ones on her knee, tells them tales she once told me. With gentle hand she smooths their brow. She says, come walk with Granny now. So Granny, get your stick and come and walk with me. We'll go dig and sing in our dreams. We'll climb the hillside over home and close our eyes, set our thoughts to roam. My heart, my soul, my spirit flies walk with Granny one more time. As I walk with Granny one more time.
We're here tonight on Red Barn Radio with Michael and Carrie Klein and their friend and fellow chanteuse, Miranda Brown. What beautiful music you all are giving us tonight. Michael, you did your doctoral work in public folklore. What does the folklorist do?
Folklore, I guess, comes from words with European roots. You know, the folk being, well, if you think of your Volkswagen, the people's car. Mm-hmm. The folks are the people. And we heard Sandro Portelli, an Italian folklorist, and he was talking about the real folklore in his experience being kind of on the fringe of mainstream society. Although mainstream society can have its folk groups too. You know, your quilting group is a folk group. They have all their in jokes. They know each other's business and they sing some of the same songs. That constitutes a folk group. So I got interested in all this when I was just a child. I was born in Washington, D.C., but my dad bought an old rundown farm in the countryside when I was 7 years old. In this West Virginia farming community in Hampshire County, West Virginia, in eastern West Virginia, 8 miles from the nearest hard surface road. And I just liked the way that people there talked, and I liked the way they worked, and I liked the way they sang on Sundays. And as I got older, I liked the liquor they made, and I liked everything about them. They just were people I felt genuinely comfortable around, and it was from those people that I began to learn to play the guitar. And I learned to play after a fiddle, and I learned to play dance music. This has been a lifelong passion of mine. I'm living in a culture I chose to live in. People say, was you born here? And I say, no, I was born again here.
I feel the shadows now upon me, and bright as come and sing for me.
Sing the hymns we sang together, that plain little church with the benches all worn. How dear to my heart, how precious a moment we stood shaking hands and singing our song.
Heavy, my way has grown weary, and I've traveled a road that is long. But it would cheer this old heart, good sisters, if you'd come and sing one song.
From this life of observing people whom I know and love, my interest in West Virginia has broadened. I've become a follower of events in the coal fields. I've documented a lot of coal history and coal camp stories. People who are in their 80s and 90s now can remember a time when they were children, when you'd have thought you were in a Bolshevik society living in some of the coal field towns and camps. Unbelievably hard conditions, slave labor, and all the rest of it. My interest in folklore has carried me through all these aspects of Appalachian life. And I put in 3 years in Eastern Kentucky as well in the mid-60s. So I have a real soft place in my heart for Eastern Kentucky, the mountains and the people and the coal mining and everything there. From Breathitt to Harlan and all down through that country.
Traveling on down that coal town road, listen to my rubber tires whine. Goodbye to Buckeye and White Sycamore, I'm leaving you behind. I've been a coal man all my life, laying down track
Somebody said that's a strange tattoo you have on the side of your head. I said that's the blue mark left by the coal. Just a little more and I'd been dead. I love the rumble and I love the dark. I love the cool of the sleigh. But it's traveling down that new road looking for a job. Traveling and looking ahead. Traveling and looking ahead. Somebody said that's a strange tattoo you have on the side of your head. I said that's the blue mark left by the coal. Just a little more and I had been dead. I love the rumble and I love the dark. I love the cool of the sleigh. But it's traveling down that for a job, traveling and looking ahead, traveling and looking for the Union, walked in the line, and I fought against the company. I stood for the UMW of A. Now who's gonna stand for me? I got no house and I got no pay. I just got a worrying soul and a blue tattoo on the side of my head, left by the number 9 coal. Whoa. Left by the number 9 coal. Someday when I'm dead and gone to heaven, the land of my I won't have to worry about losing my job to hard times and big machines. I won't have to pay my money away in dues and hospital plans. I'm gonna cut coal while the blue heavens roll, sing with the angels.
Michael, were you collecting stories before you started your, do we call it an organization? The, you know, Talking Across the Lines, Worldwide Conversations.
Well, I grew up as a kid who never learned how to read in school. And I never learned how to read until I was around about 50 years old. And so everything I did was collecting a story. Uh-huh. I went all the way through school the best way I could. I just couldn't do much with school, but I did what I could. What became a severe learning disability while I was in school became a major asset later on when I decided my field should be oral history. How did you become a professional person if you couldn't read? I chose the field of oral history because then I could focus on what other people were saying, and I could learn as I was documenting. I could learn a history that isn't in the books. I never trusted the printed page anyway. It was always playing tricks on me all my life. Letters reversing themselves and truths reversing themselves. All this happened on the printed page. And not that I didn't hear an occasional tall tale when I was had the tape recorder running. I just had an affinity for the spoken word, and that's where I've learned most everything I know. And the same with my music. It's all by ear and by feel. I don't know a thing about notes. As I say, it started out being a learning disability, but it became a real strong feature of what I do, listening to other people.
And the deep, dark hills of eastern Kentucky, that's the place where I trace my bloodline. Well, it's there I've read on the hillside gravestone. You'll never leave Harlan alive. My granddad walked down Kinderin Mountain, and he asked Tilly Hilton to be his bride. Said, won't you walk with me out of the mouth of this holler? Or we'll never leave Harlan alive. Where the sun comes up about 10 morning, and the sun goes down about 3 in the day, and you fill your cup with whatever bitter brew you're drinking, and you spend your life just thinking of how to get away. No one ever knew there was coal in them mountains till a man from the northeast, he came round waving $100 bills and said, I'll pay for your minerals. But he never left Harlan alive.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Michael and Carrie Klein, recorded live from the Performance Hall and Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with Michael and Carrie Klein after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.